Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, people of God. God bless you on tonight. Amen. God bless you. God bless you on this very fine night that the Lord has made, and we're rejoicing. We're glad in it. We are again excited to be back here. Amen. For the Prayer News Network. Amen. Glory to God. We want to welcome you. We want to welcome each of you to the Prayer News Network. Amen. We're excited. Listen, I'm telling you, we're on 100 in anticipation and expectation of what the Lord will do. Amen. Glory to God. We have the highest expectation because we know that the Lord is going to fulfill our expectation and our desire. And we pray that you have high expectations too. Amen. Glory to God. So tonight we just want to welcome you. Welcome, welcome, welcome each and every one of you. Welcome, welcome, welcome each and every one of you. Amen. As you're coming in on tonight, we want you to go ahead, if you would, go ahead once you get in, get settled in. If you would reach out to a couple of people, reach out to a couple of people, let them know that we are here, that the Prayer News Network has gone live. Amen. Go ahead and reach out to them. Let them know. Amen. Tell them to come on and be a part of this great work that the Lord has begun. Amen. He has an expected end for it. Amen. Glory be to God. And we're thanking the Lord. We are just, I'm telling you, I'm excited. I just get excited all over again every day when it's time for the Prayer News Network. I just get excited all over again. Amen. Glory be to God. Don't ask me to explain it. Amen. I cannot explain it. Amen. But it's just the joy of the Lord that just gets the bubbling on the inside because I know God has something good for us. Amen. And we pray, glory be to God, that you have that same anticipation, that same expectation. Amen. Truly, the Lord has been good to us, people of God. When I tell you he has been good to us here on this Prayer News Network, amen, he has brought us. Now we're at day number 352. We're at day two. People of God, we almost to make that one-year anniversary. Amen. And we are so grateful that the Lord has brought us every step of the way. We're excited. We're excited. Amen. We've seen some great, I'm telling you, some mighty, great and mighty acts of the Lord. He has saved people of God here on this line. Now, amen, the count comes to 26, 26 people, amen, have given their lives to the Lord and or rededicated their lives since we've been on this line. 26 people, and people of God, one person came through with the precious gift of the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in tongues. Amen. I'm telling you, he's done a work on this line. He has delivered. He has set free. He has restored his people. Amen. He has reconciled. Glory to God. He's done all of that. Amen. He's done all of that. Amen. And guess what, people of God? He is not finished yet. Amen. He's not through yet. He's not through. He's not through. He's not through. Amen, Jesus. But we just want to put it out there to let you know all that the Lord has done. Amen. He has breathed upon his people. Amen. Glory to God. Some of the people, amen, that have come to this line, we ourselves, amen, glory to God, in the midst of a pandemic, amen, perhaps find ourselves in the valley of decision. Glory be to God. But you know what, people of God, he has caused our vision. Amen. He's cleared our vision so that we can see clearly. Amen. So we thank the Lord for that as well, people of God. Amen. Perhaps there were some that were in a dry place. Glory to God. Guess what, people of God? He has come and he has watered his people. Amen. Amen. The dry and thirsty. Amen. Glory to God. Now is a fruitful field because of the watering of the Lord, because of the refreshing of the Lord. So we're so grateful. We're so grateful for all that the Lord is doing. My Lord, I'm telling you, when I begin to think of the word that has come forth on this line, because it's the word that washes us. It's the word that cleanses us, people of God. It's anointing. Amen, Jesus. It's just phenomenal. It is phenomenal because, amen, we're not gathering in a physical location, but here we come to this line, spirit to spirit, spirit, amen, spirit to spirit, glory to God, soul to soul, and we have seen God do some awesome things. I thank the Lord on tonight because, people of God, he has sharpened us, amen, he has sharpened our discernment, amen. We were not physically meeting, glory to God, night after night, but we had to learn to trust God. We had to learn to trust what we feel, to trust what we saw by spirit, amen, in the spirit of our mind. We had to come to be able to trust that, amen. And I tell you, people of God, so his people have been sharpened, amen. The scripture declares iron sharpens iron. And listen, the people that have come to this line, I'm telling you, have been sharpened. We have been sharpened by the word that has come out of these holy vessels. Amen. That word, glory to God, perhaps you were at a dull place. Amen. Perhaps you were dull. Amen. Glory be to God. But listen, people of God, let me tell you what the word of God has done. He has quickened us. He has quickened us and caused us to come together, caused us, people of God, amen, to come to life. Amen, to come to life. So we bless the Lord. Amen. We bless the Lord for all that he's done. Amen. He's done some awesome things. He's done some awesome, awesome things. And I'm telling you, we're just grateful. We're grateful for all that he's done. As you're coming in, people of God, we want to ask you to go ahead and send those text messages out. Amen. Send out those text messages. Let people know that we are here. Let them know that we are live. Let them know, amen, come on into the broadcast. Amen. Glory be to God. Let them know to come on in. Tell them they're going to miss it if they don't come. Amen. Surely they are. Amen. So we bless God on tonight, amen, for all that he's doing. And people of God, that was just a snippet. Amen. We thank God, amen, for all of our broadcasts. Amen. We thank God for last night, the beautiful testimony services. Oh, my goodness. Did you enjoy those testimonies on last night? Were you blessed by the testimonies on last night? Amen. Glory be to God. I tell you, it was a blessing. Amen. The people of God coming forth, amen, giving testimony and encouraging words as to what the Lord has done. Glory to God. Amen. What the Lord is doing. Glory to God. So we bless the Lord for it. Amen. Go ahead again. Go ahead and send those text messages out. Amen. Get those text messages out, people of God. Let the people of God know that we are here. Let them know that we are going live. Amen. Glory be to God. Let them know. Let them know. Tell them to come on in. Amen. Glory be to God. We want to let you know, amen, for our new listeners, we just want to let you know that this is a recorded line. Amen, Jesus, it is. Yes, it is. Amen. And listen, glory to God, the beauty of that is that you can get a copy of the broadcast afterwards. Amen. And listen, this is even more beautiful. It is absolutely free. Amen. It doesn't cost you anything. All you have to do is text us. Amen. We'll send it to you. Glory to God. Amen. All we ask is that you just send it to someone else. Amen. Because we're on a mission here. Amen. To reach as many people as we can for the kingdom. Amen. It's not about racking up numbers. It's not about marketing. Amen. Because we're not trying to rack up money. No, 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 no. Amen. It's all about the souls. We're trying to rack up the souls. Amen. For the kingdom. Get them in. Amen. Get them in before they're lost. Get them in, glory to God, before they transition. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, because it's not the will of God that any, amen, should be lost, but that they should all come to repentance, that they should all be saved. That's the will of God. Amen, Jesus. He did it for us, people of God, and he wants to do it for his other people, all of his people, all of his people, because his love is great towards all of us. Amen. So we thank the Lord, amen. He is the captain. He's the captain of this ship of Zion, amen. And we're on a journey. We're on a path. We're nowhere near the helm. Glory be to God. But let me tell you something. God got it. He got it, people of God. He got it, and he's taken us, amen, every step of the way. And we have decided, glory to God, that wherever he leads us, there we're going to follow. Amen. So we're following the Lord. Amen. We're following his lead. Glory be to God. We are. We are following his lead. So we give God thanks. We give God praise. Amen. Truly, again, he's done great work. He's the head of this line. Amen. Glory to God. Orchestrating. Glory to God. Bringing us, people of God, to, amen, right where he wants us to be. So we bless the Lord for it. We thank the Lord for it. Amen. We glorify him. Amen. We thank God for all of our leaders. Amen. Jesus, glory to God. I just want to acknowledge my leaders on tonight. Amen. The late Apostle S.E. James. Glory to God. Amen. Our senior Apostle Huggins James on tonight. Glory be to God. Just thanking God for my pastor. Amen. Apostle B.G. Taylor for our presiding bishop. Bishop K.A. Tina, glory to God, amen, Jesus. We just thank God for them. Thank God for, amen, Mother James, and amen, the women of God that stand beside the men of God. We just thank God for each and every one of them. We want to thank God for our advisors, amen, all of our PNN advisors, each and every one of them. We thank God for them on tonight, amen. Glory to God, holding their space and place in this work. We thank the Lord. We thank the Lord for them on tonight, amen. And people of God, we thank God for your leaders, amen. We thank God for all of the leaders that come to the line, every one of them. We thank God for you, amen. We just want you to know that we appreciate you so much, amen. Glory to God, and we always like to especially acknowledge our listeners, amen, that are listening in other countries, amen. We just want you to know that we know that you are listening and we are in tune with you from whatever country you're listening from. We thank God for you, amen. We thank God, amen, listeners from the UK, Jamaica, Lebanon, from Canada, amen, from the Philippines, from Bermuda, amen, from South Africa, from Brazil, China, Tortola, Nassau, Bahamas, Uganda, Nigeria. Glory be to God. And that's just as of our last report. Amen. We don't know how many people now, glory be to God, have come to, amen, listen to this broadcast. But we just want to let you know that you are somebody special. We love and appreciate you. We thank God for you. Amen, Jesus, we do. We thank God for you. Thank God for your participation, because we know that there's so much more that you could be doing, but you have elected to come and be with us. So we thank God for you. Thank God. Thank God. Amen. Jesus, thank God for you availing yourself, availing your time to be with us here as we go into the presence of the Lord. Amen. We bless the Lord. And we bless the Lord again. Amen. For all that he's doing, people of God, we bless him. We thank him. Thank him. Amen. Glory be to God. Truly, we can say the Lord is doing a great work. Amen. We're just grateful to be a part of it. Amen. Glory be to God. Just grateful. It's the Lord's vision. It's the Lord's doing, and it's marvelous in our eyes. Amen. Glory be to God. So, again, people of God, go ahead and tell someone. Amen. Text a couple of people. Let them know that we are here. Amen, Jesus. Let them know that we're here, people of God. Let them know to come on in. Tell them to come on in and be blessed. Amen. Glory be to God. And at this time, amen, Jesus, we're excited. Amen, Jesus. As we always say, we've had some awesome speakers coming to this line. Glory to God. And we're grateful for each and every one of them. Amen. Glory be to God. So we want to prepare our hearts now. We want to prepare our hearts for the word on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. As we know, we can't go to God any kind of way. Amen. He's already set the order. Amen. That we enter into his gates with thanksgiving and enter his courts with praise. Glory to God. We just want to be thankful unto him and bless his name. Amen. Glory be to God. We realize that there are many petitions. Amen. Out there in your heart. Many petitions. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Many prayers that you have before the Lord. Glory to God. Amen. And we just want to, as the old folks used to say, we want to send up our kimble. Amen. That means sending up these prayers. Sending up these prayers. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. That's what we do. Amen. This is the Prayer News Network. Amen. So we pray that you go ahead and prepare your hearts, people of God, as we prepare for the word on the night. Amen. We know that the Lord, amen, we know that there is a word from the Lord for us. Amen. How many know that? There is truly a word from the Lord for you on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. We want you to go ahead and get your pen, get your paper. Glory be to God. If you don't have it already, I believe you got it. Amen. Glory be to God. To this point, I believe you already have it. Amen. Because there's some nuggets that the Lord wants to share. Amen. Some wisdom, some knowledge, some understanding, some correction, amen, that the Lord wants to share with us, amen. Glory be to God. So at this time, people of God, amen, we would that you bring your hearts and your minds in on tonight, amen. Go ahead and bring your hearts and your minds in, glory to God, as we say a word of prayer on tonight to prepare us, amen, Jesus, to prepare us for the word on tonight, amen, Jesus. Glory to God.
The recording has started.
Glory to God. We bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Just a little song of praise on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. This song says, bless the Lord with all my soul and with all that is within me. Bless his hope. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Holy name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, glory. Oh, I will bless the Lord with all my soul and with all that is within me, bless his hope. Oh, glory to God. Holy name, oh, for he has done great things. Oh, for he has done great things. For he has done great. bless his home. Holy, I'll bless his home. Holy, I'll bless his home. Holy, holy name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Come on and let's bless his name on tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Truly the Lord is worthy of the praises. Amen. He's worthy of the honor tonight. He's worthy of the glory. Hallelujah. That's due unto his name. It's due unto him, people of God. It's due unto him. And we come tonight to bless him. We come tonight to honor him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. For he's a good God. He's a mighty God. He's an awesome God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. There is none like him. Hallelujah. Glory to God, and we owe him a praise. Amen. Let your soul rise up and give the Lord praise on tonight. Let your soul rise up and give him honor on tonight. Glory to God. You just begin to bless him tonight. You bless him for what he's done for you. Bless him for how he's made a way for you, people of God. Bless him. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God for how he kept you from danger, seen and unseen. Come on and give him thanks. Come on and give him praise. Glory to God. Bless him on today. Hallelujah, for the enemy desired to take our minds, but here we are. We're in our right minds, and we give God thanks. We give him praise on tonight, thanking him, glory to God, for keeping us, hallelujah, all through the night. We thank the Lord. We bless him. Hallelujah, glory to God. We bless his name. We bless his name on tonight. We bless his name on tonight. We bless his name on tonight. But had it not been the Lord on our side, where would we be? Glory to God. Where would we be? Where would we be, people of God? We look at the news. We hear, glory to God, of the instances of that and all the troubles that are in the land. But here we are in our right mind. Here we are, come together. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Just one more time. Glory to God. And we come to bless his name on tonight. Glory to God. Father, we bless you. We bless you. We bless you on tonight. We bless you for your goodness. Father, we bless you on tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We bless you for all that you've done. We bless you for who you are on tonight. We bless you. We glorify you. We honor you, oh God. We bless you. Hallelujah. Glory to God with all that is within us. Glory to God with every breath of our bodies. We come to bless your name. We come to bless your name. Glory to God. We come to bless you because you've been good. We come to bless you, oh God, because you've been better to us than we've been to ourselves. And we thank you today. We thank you, oh God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, for you didn't just keep us, oh God, but you kept our families. You kept our loved ones. You kept our siblings. You kept our children. You kept our grandchildren, oh God. You kept each and every one of them. And for this, we want to tell you thank you. We thank you today. We bless you today. We glorify you today. Hallelujah. We hire the most high. Hire. Glory to God. We bless you. Hallelujah. Oh, God, if we had 10,000 tongues, it wouldn't be enough to give you thanks. It wouldn't be enough to give you praise. If we praise you every day of the week from now through eternity, oh, God, it would not be enough to give you praise. Hallelujah. But this hour, this moment right now, we lift our voices and we say, thank you, Lord. We lift our voices and we say, thank you. We lift our voices and we say, thank you. Glory be to God. Thank you. Tonight. Thank you, glory to God. We thank you in this moment. We thank you, glory be to God. We thank you, glory to God. Thank you for being our help. Thank you for being our strength. We thank you for being our high tower in the precious name of Jesus. We thank you on tonight for being our Jehovah Lee. Kept us high. Glory to God. You kept us and we thank you. You covered us and we thank you on tonight. Oh God, we bless you. We bless your name. We bless you. Higher. Glory to God, we bless you. And Father, we're asking that you will look upon us now. Look upon this line. Look upon this people. In the precious name of Jesus, look upon us, oh God. Look upon the altars of the heart. God. Look, oh God, higher. Glory to God. Even those unspoken requests, we're asking that you will look upon us on tonight. Oh God, oh, you know what we have need of before we even ask. And Father, we're coming on today. We're coming on today, God, to say, look upon us yet again. Look upon us, oh God, not in your wrath. Look upon us, oh God, in your tender mercies, in your loving kindness on today. In the precious name of Jesus, we're asking you on today. Glory to God. We're asking you today, oh God, to forgive us of sin. Forgive us of every sin, every, oh God, every iniquity, anything, oh God, any offense. We're asking that you forgive us now. We're asking you, oh God, that you are creating us a clean heart. Renew a right spirit within us on tonight. In the precious name of Jesus, oh God, and as you're looking upon the altars of the heart, oh God, we're asking you, oh God, hallelujah, oh God, hallelujah, oh God, look upon Hayalabahaya. Oh God, those that we hold dear, those that we hold near in our hearts, on tonight we're asking you to move. We're asking you to move by your spirit, move by your choice anointing in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you on tonight to make every crooked place straight. Every crooked Hayahaya. Glory to God. Make every crooked place straight on tonight in the precious name of Jesus. Cause your holiness to be revealed. Cause your holiness to be exact, oh God, in each and every one of us. Cause your truth, oh God, cause your truth, Ahaya. Ooh, glory to God. Cause your truth, oh God, to be dwelled, oh God, to dwell way down on the inside in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you on tonight. We're asking you to look upon our government. We're asking you tonight. Look, oh, say God. Look, oh, glory to God. Look upon our government. Look upon the government of the land in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you to have mercy on tonight. Have mercy, oh God. Have mercy on tonight. Oh, God, but you see every wicked way. Oh, God, but you, oh, God, you are our battle axe. You're our battle axe, oh, God. You're able to rectify. You're able, oh, God. You're able to correct, oh, God. You're able to restore. Oh, God, and we're asking you on tonight. Father, we're asking you to hear the cries of your people. Hear the cries, oh, God. Hear the cries, oh, the Most High, in the precious name of Jesus. Oh, God, look upon the people. Look upon the people of the land that are affected on tonight, oh God, by this COVID, by this wickedness, oh God. But we know that you're able to turn it around. We know that you're able, oh God, you know, almost, we know you're able to shift. We know, oh God, you're able to bring to a halt in the name of Jesus, oh God, and by your spirit on tonight, by your anointing on tonight, as sons of God, higher, hey God, in the name of Jesus, we rebuke. Rebuking on tonight. We rebuke the COVID even on tonight in the precious name of Jesus. We call it to naught. We call it to naught even now in the precious name of Jesus. We declare and we decree on tonight that it shall not have dominion. It shall not have rule over your people in the precious name of Jesus. For you are the God that healeth. You are the God of Israel. You are our God. And you are higher. Oh God, we know that you're able. You're able to deliver. You're able to save. You're able to set free. Oh, God, not just of COVID. Oh, God, but you're the God that heals every disease. Oh, God, it's what it's called. Glory to God on the cross. You took every strike for the healing of the nation. Oh, God, and we're thanking you on tonight. Thank you for healing. Thank you for healing in great measure. Thank you, glory to God, every strike, every strike. Oh, God, we call Taya. Oh, God, every name that is named. Oh, God, he cannot have no Taya. Oh, God, we call it to naught now in the precious name of Jesus. Every seed, oh, God, every sickness. Oh, God, we call you Amasa. Oh, God, we call it subject to your name. Subject to your name on tonight. And Father, we give you thanks. Father, we give you praise on tonight. We thank you for what you're about to do. We thank you for your finished work, oh God, that you've already done. Oh, glory to God. We thank you tonight. We thank you tonight. Oh, God, thank you for looking upon the altar. Thank you for pardoning us. Thank you for looking among us. Hey, God, thank you for looking among us. Thank you for looking among us, oh God. Thank you for seeing, oh God of Messiah, every care and every concern. But what concerns us concerns you. We're thanking you. Glory be to God. We thank you on tonight. Thank you for moving for your leaders. Thank you for your Lanamaha. Thank you for your Nayam, oh God. Thank you. Glory to God for moving, oh God, for your leaders all over the land. Father, we thank you. We thank you, oh God, for you are our present help in the time of trouble. We're thanking you on tonight, but we're looking unto you. We're looking unto you. We're looking unto you, oh God. In my heart, we're looking unto you, oh God, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we thank you tonight. Thank you, oh God, for bringing us to this line. Thank you for bringing us to this work. Father, now we're asking that you would have your way in the midst of us. Thank you, oh God, for lifting now. Thank you for lifting burdens. Thank you for lifting, oh God, the cares and the concerns of your people. Oh God, as we cast our cares upon you, for you truly care for us. And Father, for this we give you thanks. We give you praise. We're thanking you for your great salvation. Glory to God, going throughout the land. We thank you tonight. Thank you for your great salvation. Thank you for your great salvation, oh God. Thank you for causing the ears of your people to yet hear, oh God, and to yet understand that you love them, that your love is great. For this, Father, we thank you. We give you praise. Thank you for the indwelling on tonight, oh God. Thank you, oh God, for the saving of the souls. Save someone tonight. Heal someone tonight. Deliver someone tonight. Hey, set someone free on tonight, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We bind every spirit now, every spirit that comes to hinder, every spirit that comes, glory to God, every spirit of distraction. We bind it up even now in the precious name of Jesus. We bind it up even, Mama, in the precious name of Jesus. And Father, we're thanking you tonight. Thank you for setting free. Glory to God. We thank you. We thank you for what you're about to do upon this line in the midst of your people. Father, we bless you now. We give you praise. Oh God, set your anointing. Set your choice anointing, oh God, upon this line. Set your choice anointing upon us this day. And Father, for this we give you thanks. We give you praise. We said, thy will be done. Thy kingdom come in each and every one of us on tonight. Glory to God. We're thanking you for power. We're thanking you for demonstration. We're thanking you tonight for your precious Holy Ghost. Father, now we're lifting up our speaker on tonight. We're lifting up your handmaiden on tonight. Father, we're asking that you would breathe upon her now. Breathe upon her even now in the precious name of Jesus. We're thanking you for the word that you've placed in her belly for your people on tonight. And Father, we thank you. Thank you for your leading. Thank you for your guiding. Thank you for your word on tonight that has free course. We say, have your way. Do what you will in the midst of us. And for this, we give you thanks. We give you praise. Father, we're asking that you would hide us behind your precious cross. Cover us in your shed blood. Cover us, oh God, and we shall be covered. Hide us, and we shall be hid. And Father, as sons of God, we do bind the hand of the enemy. We bring his every work to naught. Satan, we say tonight, the blood of Jesus is against you. The blood of Jesus is against you. Ha! Even now, in the name of Jesus, we declare and we decree, as sons of God, there shall be no retaliation. We declare and we decree on tonight, there shall be no backlash. We declare and we decree on tonight, there shall be no reformation. For what God has done is done. Glory to God. And Father, we thank you again tonight. For whom you set free is free indeed. And for this we give you thanks. For this we give you praise. For this we give you all glory and honor. Thank you for your word now. Thank you for your word in that precious name, Jesus. Glory to God. Every heart on tonight, say amen, amen, amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Glory to God. People of God, amen. Glory to God. We're so excited again on tonight for what God is about to do on this night number 352. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. Amen. We pray that you got your cups out. Amen. We pray that you got your pencil, your pens out. Amen. To receive from the Lord on tonight. Glory to God. And people of God, amen. We're so grateful. Amen. Jesus, we are going, amen, up to Lawrenceville, Georgia. Up to Lawrenceville, Georgia, people of God. Amen. Glory to God by way of EPC Nation, people of God. Amen, Jesus, she's one of our advisors. Amen. Glory be to God. Holding her space, holding her place. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. We thank God on tonight. Amen. For this woman of God. Amen. People of God, we want you now to receive. Amen. The woman of God, Minister Ali Booker. God bless you. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. God bless you. Giving honor to the Spirit of Christ tonight who is ahead of my life. God, for his goodness, his mercy, his love, and his kindness. I thank and I praise God for the Holy Ghost and his righteousness. I praise God tonight for he being who he is. And I lift his name up because he's worthy of all our praise. I honor God tonight. In the midst of Minister Bradley, I give honor to Minister Bradley and the work of her hands. I thank God for her. I thank God for the work that she's doing. I praise God for Apostle Huggins, for Mother James, Pastor Taylor. Praise God for Pastor Bennett, Bishop Randolph. And to all your leaders, tonight I bless God for each one of you, for each of you that's on the line tonight, far and near. We're taking time just to come to fellowship and to lift up the name of the Lord because God is so good. And God is worthy of all our praise and all our honor. It doesn't matter where we find ourselves, God is still worthy. God is still worthy of our praise tonight. And I bless him. I bless him for what he's doing in this hour. I praise God for what he's doing in this time. And I praise God for what he's doing in this season. I praise God. I praise God. I praise God. I praise God. Because, saints, God is doing a great work in the midst of us. All around us, in us, before us, behind us, on the side of us. He's still God, still God. And I bless God tonight for everyone have come to lift up the name of the Lord tonight. I praise God for the word of God that have gone forth so far on this line and the strength that God have sent to his people. I praise God for the healing. I praise God for his deliverance. I praise God for joy, peace, and his love. I bless God for forgiveness of sin and the blood of Jesus Christ. I praise him tonight. I'm not going to be before you long if the Lord said it same. But if I would just have a thought tonight, ask a question. It would be a question tonight. Think about it. Just think about it. Now, Father God, I ask you to bless your word. I know the line been blessed, Father, but I ask you, God, to cause me to decrease and you increase. The work be of you and not me or myself. Father, in the name of Jesus, I'm nothing without you. I'm clay. I am clay. You created and you made me, Father. And I put myself in your hands. In the name of Jesus, I give you all the glory. I give you all the honor and I give you all the praise. In the name of Jesus, examine me, God, thoroughly. Anything stand before you or me, all. Forgive, cleanse, purge from all, not from some, but from all unrighteousness. Things I know not. In the name of Jesus, cover not with the shed blood of Jesus Christ. Hide us even not behind his cross. In the name of Jesus, bind the very will of the enemy. And send your anointing, God, let your word have free course tonight. Bless the hearers, but Father, bless the doers. The hearers, but bless those that the doers, and endure hardness as a good soldier. In your son Jesus' name, we thank you once again. Amen, amen. Praise the name of the Lord. You look around in this day and time in which we live, from one day to the other, from one minute to one second to the other, so much happening, so much going on. Whatever's going on is supposed to be going on. And sometimes we look at things as if it's such a bad thing that stuff is happening. It's all depending on how you look at it. It all depends on how you receive it. It all depends, because I was sitting down, and I'm talking just a little bit, and I was thinking about some things and looking at some things and examining some things. And you, when you look at it, everything that's going on in the world now, and what people used to hide, and what people used to didn't want you to know who they really were or who they really are. Now, years ago was the song, "It's all out in the open, they got nothing else to hide." Nothing else to hide. And you look at the world and the world system, how that your rights being violated. When you look at in the world system and how your things that people have bled for, died for, being stricken. And when you look in the world system, and if you look at it long enough, you become overburdened. But what's going on is that God is revealing who people really is, who they really are. He's showing you who people really are, so you won't be deceived. You won't be deceived. Oh, my God. Oh, why are we so surprised? Don't be surprised who your leaders are or who your leaders turn out to be. Don't be surprised. This in the world system as well in the spiritual world. We're going to deal with both tonight. Why are we so surprised of these things when these things must be? Because God has to reveal unto us who people really are, so we won't be deceived. Because if it was possible, the elect would be deceived. And that's not the will of God. It's not the will of God that any of us be deceived. It's not the will of God that any of us perish, but that we all come to repentance, and that we have eternal life. But I praise God tonight, because it came to me the other day. Don't be disturbed by what you hear. Don't be disturbed by what you see. Because things that once been hid, now the cover's being pulled, showing you who people really are. You do see. When people think you don't hear, you do hear. But in the midst of all that, he promised us that he would give us peace. Not as the world have peace, but God will give us a peace that surpasses all understanding. The peace of God. And we look in the world system, we will be most miserable, the world system. But God got a system that he wants us to look into. God got a system that has not been wavering. God got a system that what you see is really what you get. If you be obedient unto that you read and you hear what you hear. God's system and its foundation won't give away with you. God's system, stand firm. God's system is built on righteousness. God's system is built on truth. So God's system, his foundation is sure tonight. So you weigh the world system and God's system, I'd rather be found in God's system than the world system. Because the world called what's right wrong, and what's wrong right. That's the world system. That's the world system. But tonight, the word of God come to us that he would keep us in perfect peace. Who mind is stayed on him. Because why? He trusts. You trust in him. You trust in him. You'll find that in Isaiah 26:3. The Lord would keep us a little bit of peace, and everything come and shakes us, and every wind and doctrine come and cause us to be moved out of place. But he would keep us in perfect peace. That's what disturb other won't disturb you, because you know your foundation is saying sure. And to everything on the earth, y'all, everything in God's system, that season, like that season in the world, to live, that's a season for us to die. It's a season for us to be up, that's a season to be down. That's a time and a season for all things under the sun. That's a season to plant. That's a season to harvest. Now we're going to deal with God's system. If we keep our mind on it, not on the situation, but on him. He that's able can deliver. He that can set the captives free. He that can heal. He that caused your joy to be fulfilled or caused your joy to be full. He that caused your cup to run over. And yea, though you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, you won't feel no evil. Why? This God's sister. Why? Because the Lord is with you. The Lord is with you. And when you're walking through the valley, oh, you're going to have some valleys experience. Oh, we won't be on the mountain all the time. And we're going to have some valleys experience. Our valleys experience don't come to destroy us. Oh, but it comes to make us and mold us and shape us and to bring God praise. But now in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were far off are made now only, this said by the blood of Christ. For he is our peace. God is our peace. Who has made both one and have broken down the middle wall of partition between us. For he is our peace, who have made both one and have broken down that middle wall of partition between us. There's no middle wall, people. You can go to him, straight to him for yourself. Matter of fact, you can come boldly to him. Come boldly to the throne of grace. Armor but boldly. Come boldly. Make your petition known unto God. Make it known unto God. Tell him what's going on. Tell him about yourself. Tell him what the elder will say. What ailing you? What's going on with you? And if we don't have time to put no one down, if we're going to put someone down, let's put them down for prayer. Let's put them down to lift them up. Let's put them down to encourage them. Let's put them down to say, you can make it. I know it's hard. I know it's rough. But you can make it. You got to press your way through. Because we're all going through something. We're all facing something. We all got challenges in life. Now we're living in an era once upon a time we heard our parents talk about some of the things that were going on, but now we can say, Father, now I see what grandmama was talking about. Now I see what mom and dad was talking about. I see what big mama was talking about. I see what Maria was talking about. I see what auntie was talking about. I didn't understand the Jim Crow system, but now, God, it's before us. Now we have no reason to hide it all out in the open. You can't stay in the world system because it will sap you like wheat. It will take all your strength. It'll weigh you down. I just read to you Ephesians 2, 13 and 14. But now in Christ Jesus, who sometime we are made now by the blood of Christ. Now we come now unto him. And we draw now unto him, he'll draw now unto us. Mm-hmm. For unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given. And the government shall be up on his shoulders. And his name shall be called Wonderful. Hey, Counselor. Mighty God. Hey. Hey, glory. The Everlasting Father. Thank you. The Prince of Peace. I'm going to read that one again. Yeah. For unto us a child is born. Alpha, mighty, strong. Unto us a son is given. Was a child, now a son is given. And the government shall be up on his shoulder. And his name shall be called Wonderful. Counselor. We got a great counselor. The mighty God of all gods. The true and everlasting God, the only one living God, the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. God did not give us, come to give us peace, even in sickness and diseases. God wants us to have peace, not talk about peace, but be an example of what peace looks like. Why? Because in this world, this dying world, people need to see the peace of God. So they can come to that peace. Of the government. And peace, there shall be no end. Upon the throne of David. Upon his kingdom. To order it. And to establish it. With judgment and with justice. Mm-hmm. For henceforth, ever and ever. Mm-hmm. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. You find that in Isaiah 9, 6 and 7. We got a great counselor. We got a mighty God. We got an everlasting Father. We got a Prince of Peace. We got someone that supplies all our needs according to his riches. And in glory to real people, God will supply your needs. I'm telling you now. I'm telling you what I know. I'm not telling you what nobody told me. I'm telling you what I know. God will supply your needs. Sometimes we ask people for God. We abuse the things that God blessed us with. We won't take the things that he blessed us with and do the things that we have need of. We'll go find something else that he blessed us with, the finance or the means to do the things that will keep us afloat. We find something else to do with that instead of doing that we know that we are doing. God looking for people that going to be responsible for what that he blessed them with, do that is right, do what is right for what he blessed them with. And he also looking for people to come to obedience. And to fellowship. I'm not talking about meeting up at a building. And that's only fellowship you have there. No. I'm talking about coming together to get to know each other. You know what? We did more fellowship through this divine than I ever think I ever fellowship in all the days of my life. So I've known me. Fellowship with one another. Fellowship. And the God of peace shall bruise Satan. Mm-hmm. Now listen. And the God of peace shall bruise Satan. Under your feet. Oh, you hear what he said? Shortly. Hold out just a little while longer. Just hold out. Hold on just a little while longer. And the God of peace shall bruise Satan under your feet shortly. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, it'll be with you. So Romans said, Romans 16 and 20 said, and God will ordain peace for us. God will, not like the world peace, but the peace that the world can't buy. The world system trying to buy peace. Buy peace with this country. Buy peace with this country. Oh, yeah. Oh, follow peace with all men. But holiness without, no man going to see God. No man going to see the Lord. Not in peace. Not in peace. Follow peace as much as peace lies within you. Make peace. Make peace. It don't mean everybody going to love you and like you. It don't mean everybody going to be glad to see you. It don't matter who you have for president of this world, governor of this world, or whomever in the leadership in the body of Christ. There's going to be always someone come along and find some issues and find some faults. But we fail to look within ourselves. See why. We can't, everywhere I go, it always someone else. Everywhere I turn, it always someone else. Everything I go to do and it falls. It fails. It always someone else. Why is it that everything is someone else? It's when we examine ourselves, Lord, what in me that keeping me from coming to peace? I profess and I claim the Holy Ghost. I speak in tongues. I read your word and I know what it says. But for some reason, I cannot. And I be tormented. I can't find no peace. It's peace in God. Even when all hell breaking loose, it's peace in God. Learn and receive and heard. And seen in me, do. And the God of peace shall be with you. That's what Philippians 4 and 9 says. Peace is so important. That's why you don't allow no one to disturb your peace. You don't get nobody power over your peace. You don't give nobody thoughts over your peace. Don't take on more than you need to because you don't have peace. Peace is very important. Peace is better than a dollar. calls you to be content, hey, in whatever state you're in. And why? Why? Because you trusted in knowing this too gonna pass. I may be here today, but I won't be here always. What that song say? Things won't be this way. Mm-mm. I know things won't be this way. Always. I know it won't. I know things won't be this way. I know there's a better day. You got to tell yourself these things. You got to find yourself encouraging your own self. Don't wait for no one else to come to encourage you. Encourage yourself in the Lord. Don't allow nothing to take your peace. Don't get yourself so bogged down in debt that you can't have no peace. Don't get yourself so bogged down in someone else's issues and problems that you can't have no peace. Don't get yourself so bogged down in the world system that you can't have no peace. Don't get yourself so bogged down in the cares of this life that you don't have no peace. I didn't say not one time trouble won't come. I did not say one time sickness won't visit you. I did not say one time death won't knock at the door. I did not say one time family member won't come against you. I didn't say not one time people won't misunderstand you. I did not say one time jealousy would not arise. I did not say one time issue would not occur. But I do say, because the word of God says, and I am in agreement, God peace he leads with you. Not as the world give you peace, but the peace that surpasses all understanding. He did not say that your finance would not get low. But God made a promise that he will supply all of my needs, yes, sir, according to his riches that is in glory. God made a promise to me that if I follow him and if I trust him and if I hold out and if I be steadfast and if I be unmovable and if I will always abide in the work of the Lord, oh, God would give me peace. God would give me peace when the car fit. God would give me peace when the car broken. Why? Because I'm going to make me a call. And Lord knows he's going to put somebody in my path. Why? Because he's going to supply my needs. Yes, sir. He's going to supply my needs. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, he will do it. He's going to place somebody in your path when you need a word of uplifting. He's going to place somebody in your path when you need a financial blessing. God is going to do it. And he wants us to have peace and be content for whatever state we are in. And trust in the Lord. And do good. Mm-hmm. Do good, friend. To those that decipher you, still do good. For those that criticize you, still do good. Those that ridicule you, still do good towards them. Oh, I know it ain't easy. It's not easy. Do good. Because he's going to give every man according to the deed that is done in his or her body. Do good. Even when we was the enemy of the cross, God did good towards us. Still doing good towards us. The peace. God peace. God peace. And let the peace of God rule in your heart. We got to let the peace of God room in our heart, to which also ye are called in one body. One body, and be thankful. Colossians 3:15. Yeah. Let God's peace rule in your heart, not the situation, not the circumstances, but God's peace. Children, cutting up. Hey! Sing your sweet melody. Husband, cutting up. Sing your sweet melody, a song of praise. Wife, cutting up. Likewise. Don't let it disturb your peace. And please don't let it take your joy. Because when it takes your joy, you have no strength. And when your peace gets disturbed, things get chaotic. You can't think. You get discombobulated. You don't know what way to go. There's a way that seems right unto man, but at the end thereof, lead to destruction. God wants his people to have peace and confidence. Peace, see? For whatever state we're in. Because the scripture don't told us now. Shortly. Satan will be on your feet shortly. Shortly, say. The Lord would give strength unto his people. You would not say, I know you got just a little bit of strength. Don't worry about it. I got you. The Lord would bless his people with peace. Peace. In this day and time, the saints, the people of God need peace. So much stuff comes to discourage you in a run of a, not a day, hours. Sometimes your life just like a Job situation. Because the enemy want to sister us like we. He want to sister us. God wants us to have peace. The Lord will bless you, his people, with peace. Peace. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world give it. Give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Now he don't told us. That's John 14:27. His peace. Not like the world peace, but his peace. His peace. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God, of God, which passes all understanding, to keep your heart and mind. Ain't that all right? Isn't that all right? It'll keep your heart and your mind. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, to keep your heart and your mind through Christ Jesus. That's all I got to give is the word. Now we can take this word and stand on it. We can take this word and lean on it. We can take this word and abide by it. We can take this word and activate it. We can take this word and let it do what it do. We can take this word, or we can hear it, and let it just go over our head. But God wants the people of God to have peace tonight. He wants us to have peace tonight. I told you I wasn't going to be before you long if the Lord said the same. God come that we may have peace. God sent Jesus Christ. He sent the Holy Ghost. He sent his word. He sent the Holy Spirit. He sent it that we may have peace. So we have to find ourselves every day being grateful for life, little blessings, and little become much when we place it in the Master's hand. Yeah, peace. Peace. If you got a can of soup, get it out. You got a sweet potato? Get it out. You got an onion? Get it out. You got a couple cans of peas or beans? Of course, get it out. How much? Just place it in the master's hand. I've seen my mama, when she was alive, made little, become much, with 11 children. I'm not talking about the nobody told me. I'm talking about what I know. I'm telling you, I've seen that woman take a pot. And when she got through taking everything that she had out of the refrigerator, oh, she take everything she had in the pantry, throwed it in one pot. When she got through with it, was able to feed all of us and the company. Uh-huh. Why? As she was, the Lord, this all I got. This all I got. So God gave her a vision to use what you got. What's in your hand? What's in your hand? What's in your mouth? Use it. Stretch out the rod. What's in your mouth? What's in your mouth? Is the word of God out your mouth, in your mouth? Or that you can speak a thing that it comes to creation? What's in our mouth? I have peace. Thanks to God. I know it's not easy. I know it's not easy. But he said when hard times, I'm going to paraphrase it. And when we see all these things going on, and there's something going on in Israel, pray for, and the things that are going on in the land, things that the pastor preached the other night, or the minister preached the other night, and it was a time that things that going on, you didn't hear about it in the body of Christ, or you didn't hear about it in holiness. Let's just keep it real. You didn't hear about certain things going on because those things did not go on. Those things were permitted. Those things, I'm talking about peace. The saints had peace. They live according. They was following God's word. And when something pop off, they'll come to you and they will tell you, you got to get your house in order because that's not like God. Why? That the peace of God can abide. That the peace of God can rule in your heart. Yes. But now we don't allow ourselves to fall so low. Allow our standards to drop. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Now everything's going on. You don't have no peace. No peace. So you think if you get this, it'll bring you some peace. You think if you get that car, it'll bring you some peace. You get that outfit, it's going to bring you some peace. You get this man, you get that woman, you get this hat, you get that dress, you get that purse, you think if you get this amount of money, it's going to bring you some peace. It won't do it, saint. Won't do it. The peace of God. Peace comes direct from God. Come from the Lord. It comes from the Lord tonight. God wants to have peace. We got things. We got stuff. Got too much stuff. In some cases, need to sell some stuff, get rid of some stuff. But God wants to have peace tonight. Peace. Peace to have it. He don't want us to be tossed to and fro with every wind and doctrine. And he wants us to hold each other accountable. I'm not talking about no title. He wants us to hold each other accountable. I'm talking about as sisters and brothers in Christ. Because if you start looking at a title, you won't do what you're supposed to do. We won't do it. You won't say what you ought to say. You should say. Then, before you know it, the whole congregation is just tore up, infected. No peace. Then you get and then you go talking to this one and that one. They just come in the body. Now they peace disturbed. No peace. But people don't have peace. Be honest and tell the truth. They don't care if you have peace or not. They're going to find something to tell you to serve your peace. Child, did you know that was going on? Girl, they don't have no peace. And they make sure they take over. Well, then let us go ahead and pray for them then. We need to go stop right now and let us pray. You brought that to my attention. We're going to put them down right now on the prayer list. Let's go ahead and pray for them. God wants to have peace tonight. His peace. I'm going to read it one more time. But in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, look at that, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your heart and mind through Christ Jesus. Philippians 4, 6, and 7. It'll keep your mind. Even when the enemy, he after the mind. Yeah, he after the mind of the people of God. He want to assist us like we. But according to the scripture, the Lord will give strength unto his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace. And I rest my case. I rest my case on what? Not the world system, but on God's system. I rest my case. The Lord will bless his people with peace. When we come to understanding, God give it, God take it. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Peace. Peace. When you come to understanding, Lord, let thy will be done. And whatever's your will, give me strength to make you rise up from yonder place and move to a better place. Where? In your mind. Peace. I say enough is enough. Peace. Will make you stand your ground. Hey! Peace! Will make you have boldness. Hey! Glory. Thank you. Peace. When they say, I remember when you used to. You know what? I'm glad you got a memory. I do too. But I thank be to God you said used to. Peace! Will make you say, I'm standing on what the words say about me. Because his thoughts towards me is good and not evil. It's not evil. But give me peace. And give me an expected end. Yeah. Peace. Peace, saint. God wants you to have peace tonight. For all you all that going through, you're going through something. Everybody is. We all facing something foreign near. Those are foreign near. And trust me, somebody got to look worse than you. Somebody got to look worse than me. Think about it. I said, now, you know what? Be thankful because somebody in a worse shape than you and me. In all things, we should give praise. We should have thanksgiving in our heart. I love the Lord tonight. I praise God tonight. I praise God for your time tonight. And your patience. If there's anyone that needs Jesus and you lacking a salvation tonight, or you need just a little strength, or if you just want the Lord will take the breath that he's given us, could we say, I know for sure I have peace that I can go back with the Lord. I can lay down tonight in peace knowing that if it was my night tonight, it'll be well with my soul. God wants us to have that peace and that confidence. If there be any, if there be one, come on over. We'll pray with you. And if there's not, if there's someone desires prayer tonight, We'll pray with you. Touch and agree with you. Star 6 and come on over. A mother's job is never done if she got children. She always praying. She got grandchildren, sisters and brothers, nieces and nephews, peoples of God. There's always something to pray about all the time. And let us love one another. Let us encourage one another. Peace that surpasses all understanding. If there be one tonight, hit star 6 and come over. And if there's not, I pray that the peace of God, hey, the peace of God be with you. I pray that the peace of God arose in your heart and in your mind. In the name of Jesus. If there's not one. Minister Bradley.
Praise the Lord.
God bless you. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. How many feel this word on tonight? How many feel the peace of God resting upon you? Glory to God. Having that blessed assurance, amen, that the peace of God is well able to keep us. Amen. Glory be to God. We thank God for this word on tonight. Amen. Like I said, I just feel the peace of God. Amen. Glory be to God. Just feel it on tonight. Amen. And we thank God for it. We thank God for such a timely word. Amen, Jesus, for a time such as this. Amen, where seemingly there is no peace, no peace in the land. Glory be to God. No peace in the minds of the people. No peace in relationships. My God, people of God, we don't have to look far. Amen. And see, glory to God, where there's so much confusion. But tonight, we can thank God for peace. We can thank him for peace. Glory to God for his promises that he'll keep us, not just in peace, but in perfect peace.
That's it.
Not just peace, but perfect peace. My God. Glory be to God. I thank God for this word on tonight. I do. I thank God for this word. Amen. If you're like me, I know you've written so many notes on tonight. Glory to God. We want to encourage you to share those notes, people of God. Share those notes. Share what you got. Amen. Glory to God. We want you to get in the habit of sharing what you got. If you just got one thing, share it with somebody. Tomorrow or tonight when you talk to someone, you know, we're on the pen end, and this word, this particular word just blessed me. This is the word that blessed me. But get in a habit of sharing the word, revisiting it, bringing it back up in your spirit again. Amen. Glory to God. That's how you get enriched. That's how you get enriched. Amen. Because when you bring it back up again and you bring it back up again, amen, it's like cultivating soil in a garden. Amen. Glory be to God. So we thank God for this word on the night. We want you to share it, people of God. Speak it and share it yourself. Amen. Glory to God. We do want you to get a copy of the broadcast. Glory to God. Yes, we do. Amen. But we want you to listen to it again, and we want you to talk about it. Tell it. Tell it. It's going to enrich you. It's going to bless the people. It's going to bless the people that you tell. And it's going to enrich you. Amen. Glory be to God. So we thank God, amen, for this word. There's so much that could be said. Amen. So many nuggets that came out on tonight. Glory be to God. But we just bless God for it on tonight. As I said, I just even the more feel the peace of God. Amen. Glory to God. You know, when the Lord sends such a word, amen, he's already done the work. Glory to God. It falls in your spirit. Amen. And if you just hear it and come to it, people of God, and just watch for the manifestation. Amen. Glory to God. We thank God again for this word. We thank God for you, Minister Ali. Amen. For availing yourself. Glory to God. We thank God for, amen, he has given you peace. Amen. I know we talked earlier. You talked about the weather. Amen. Glory to God. It wasn't peaceful at the time, but we thank God tonight, amen, that the storm is passed over. Amen, Jesus, and that you are able to come and avail yourself, to come on this line and bless the people of God. Amen. Were you blessed, people of God? Were you blessed on tonight? Amen, Jesus. I'm talking about blessed. Glory to God. I'm talking about, do you feel it? Amen. Glory be to God. Amen, Jesus. Hallelujah, because surely his peace is upon us. His peace is upon us now. Amen. He sends such a word, glory to God, to bring us peace. Amen. Glory be to God. Like I said, so much was said. Amen, Jesus. I'm not going to even start. Glory be to God, because I'm telling you, this word has blessed me on tonight. And I pray, we pray that it has blessed you also. Amen. Glory be to God. So tonight, people of God, we want you to know that you can get a copy. Amen. You can get a copy of this broadcast. Glory to God. It is absolutely free. It doesn't cost you anything. Amen. Just text us. Just text. Send us a text message, and we will send you a copy. Amen. Glory be to God. You can simply text, amen, 912-257-3918. And that's 912-257-3918. Amen. Glory be to God. So go ahead and send us a text message, people of God, and we'll be sure to get that copy to you. As well, if there are, if you can recall that there are copies that you've not received, amen, Jesus, if you would, just text us again. Glory be to God. We want you to be blessed. We want you to get the word. Amen. So send us a second text, amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. In particular, if it's been more than a week, send us another text so that we can get this broadcast to you. When you get it, as we always say, we want you to send it to someone. Amen. Amen. This word, glory be to God. Who doesn't need peace? Who doesn't need the peace of God? Amen. Glory be to God. There's a lot going on in the world, as the woman of God said, amen, and she forestated, amen, there is, and we know, glory to God, there is so much going on in the world, amen, but I thank God for the hiding place, amen. I thank God for the hiding place in God, amen. Glory be to God. So we want to, amen, show someone else. We want to be able to extend, amen, Jesus, this peace to someone else. So please, ma'am, please, sir, send us that text message. For those of you that are listening via radio in other countries, even more, amen, we want to let you know that you can get a copy as well. Glory to God. Reach out to us via WhatsApp. WhatsApp, amen, glory to God. We will get a copy to you. The number to text is 678-608-7234. And again, that's 678-608-7234. As well, you can reach out to us on our Prayer News Network page. Amen. PNN, Prayer News Network. You can reach out to us there. Glory to God. And request the copy as well. Amen. Glory be to God. But we thank God on tonight again for this word. Just I'm telling you again, just so much. Amen, that the Lord has said unto us. Amen. But we want to take this word. Amen, Jesus. We want to rest in this word. Amen. Glory be to God. And woman of God, amen. Again, we thank God for you. We thank God for you availing yourself. Amen, Jesus. And we pray on tonight, glory be to God, that the Lord, amen, would bless you, that the Lord will keep you, that the Lord will cover you. Glory be to God, that this self-same peace, glory be to God, that he will rest it upon you. Glory to God, that he will rest it in you. Amen. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray, glory be to God, that he will bless your going out, that he will bless your coming in. Glory to God. We pray a blessing over your ministry. May the Lord breathe upon you afresh. May he stir you even the more, even for the days ahead, as you stand before the people of God, as you sit before the people of God. Amen. Jesus, that the words of wisdom, glory to God, hallelujah, will continue to flow out of your belly. Mm. Glory to God, that the people may be blessed, that the earth, the souls of the people may be watered in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. We pray that he bless your family. We pray, glory be to God, that he bless everything concerning you in the precious name of Jesus. And Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise for all that you've done in her life, all that you're doing in her life. We thank you, Master. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Glory to God. We pray that the richness of your word will continue to abide with the woman of God on tonight, your servant. In the precious name of Jesus, we do pray. Amen, 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 amen. Glory be to God. And yes, we bless God for you, woman of God. We thank God for all, again, for all of our listeners, all of the listeners that have come to the line on tonight. We pray that you got something to take back with you. Amen. We pray that you got something, amen, a scripture or a word, glory be to God. Whatever you were encouraged by, amen, Jesus, share it, amen. Glory be to God. Someone needs the very word that you received on tonight, amen. So we don't want to be selfish, glory to God, but we want to bless. Freely we receive and freely we want to give, amen. Glory to God.
Amen.
We thank God for you, woman of God. Amen, Jesus, we're not going to prolong the time, amen, but we're going to turn the line back over to you for other remarks and for the blessing of the line, amen?
Amen, amen. Bless you, Minister Bradley. God bless you.
Mm-hmm.
God be with you.
Mm-hmm.
May the peace of God rule richly within your heart.
Mm-hmm.
May the peace of God rule richly in your mind. And may the peace of God, may the peace of God rest up on you.
Yes.
And may the peace of God guide, lead, and protect you. May the peace of God, may the peace of God, may the peace of God, the peace of God, everything that concerns your life from this night forward, God, peace be with you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Always, God, peace go before you.
Yes, God.
God, peace comfort you. God, peace sustains you.
Thank you,
in
Jesus.
The name of Jesus, the peace of God.
Thank you.
The peace of God.
Thank
Remember
you.
That. The peace of God.
Yeah.
When your back seems like it's against the wall, remember the peace of God.
Yes, God.
Remember the peace of God.
Jesus.
Rest upon you.
Thank you, Jesus.
When you got to make a hard decision, the peace of God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Let it rest. Let it rule. Let it guide. Let it direct your heart.
Yeah.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. God be with you. I wish you Godspeed and the peace of God go with you. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. The peace of God. Now, Father God, we come once again.
Thanking
and praising you for your goodness, your mercy, your love, and your kindness.
Thank you.
Lord God, we thank you for this people. God, those that far and near. Father, we come and say thank you tonight for your peace.
Thank you.
That surpasses all understanding. Father, we thank you for your peace. We thank you for your peace, God, that rules in our heart and in our mind. We thank you for peace, God, that in a time of trouble, God, that your peace, God, Be with people that is in prison, those that are in the hospital. Father, your peace be with those in a hard place. Your peace be with those that's been in the tornado today, have lost everything, God. Even lives have been lost, Father. Let your peace be with those in Colorado. Let your peace, God. Oh, let your peace be with the people. Let your peace, God. Raise up a people that will stand firm and peace when things get chaotic. And they will declare your word, God, even in government. In the name of Jesus, let your peace be with the mothers tonight that don't know where the children are. Your peace be with the fathers tonight, God, that don't know, God, where, then how he going to pay his rent or the mortgage. Let your peace be with those that got a bad report from the doctor's office. Let your peace guide us. Let your peace rule in our hearts, Father, in the name of Jesus, throughout the land, in the name of Jesus. Because it didn't matter what was going on, God. You always made a way of an escape. You that same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. You changed us not. That's the peace, even when the death angel was riding because of the blood was on the doorpost. Even when they heard all of the screaming and hollering. Peace was in within. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Let your peace flow like a river. Hey, let it flow. Let it flow, God, in our hearts, in our spirit. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. Let your peace be with Uncle Hardy. Let your peace. Ah. Oh, glory to God. Someone needs peace tonight. In the name of Jesus. I command peace to be with you tonight.
Yes.
And peace be still. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Peace be still tonight. In the name of Jesus. I don't know whether you're far. I don't know whether you're near. But may the peace of God. May the peace of God be with you tonight. In the name of Jesus. For those think about committing suicide, send your peace, God.
Yeah.
Disturb, interrupt their plan in the name of Jesus. Send your peace, God. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Because you know the end results before the beginning. Send your peace, God. In the name of Jesus. I won't take your glory. I won't take your honor. I won't take your praise. I give it to you. Let your peace be with those, God, that have bereaved tonight, burdened tonight. Let your peace be with those on the plane tonight. Let your peace, God, in Joe Biden tonight. Let your truth rule tonight. Let your peace and your truth. In the name of Jesus, rule in Jerusalem tonight. Let the peace, God. In the name of Jesus. Ever was a time though people need peace. They need it now, Father, in Jesus' name. And I thank you for peace. I thank you for peace. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, covers now with the shed blood of Jesus. Hide us even now behind his cross. Bind the very will of the enemy that come to disturb your people peace. But you declare by your word, the Lord, you will strengthen them. You declare by your word, you'll strengthen your people. And you'll bless them with peace. And I'm standing on what you said. In Jesus' name, we do pray. And we praise you, we magnify you, we glorify you. Keep your people now. Cover them, hide them, protect them from the will of the enemy. This we ask in your son Jesus' name. We give you glory, we give you honor, and we give you all the praise. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. God bless you, saints. God be with you. God bless you, and God be with you. In the name of Jesus, turn it back over in the hands of Minister Bradley. God bless you, Minister Bradley.
God bless you.
Oh, blessed be God. Blessed be God.
Hallelujah, people of God.
Blessed be God.
Right there we are.
Blessed be God.
Open up the lines. Glory to God, so that we can give God praise and thank him for peace on tonight. Amen. If you got on tonight, amen, we want you to give God a shout of praise. Amen.
All participants are unmuted.
Amen. Come on and
glory to God.
Come on and praise him. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Praise him.
Thank you,
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Come on and praise him for your peace on tonight. Glory to God. Praise him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Glory to God. Praise him for your peace. Praise him for your peace on tonight. Praise him for your peace on tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise him. Praise him for your peace on tonight. Hallelujah, peace of mind. His word I speak unto you. Glory to God.
Participants are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
Glory to God. We thank God tonight for peace. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I just tell you what, I just believe somebody's going to have a sound, sweet sleep on tonight. Amen, Jesus, for the scripture declares he promises for love, sweet sleep. Amen. Glory be to God. And because the spirit of peace has rested upon us, because the spirit of peace now dwells within us. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. Some of you that have not been resting well, you're going to sleep good tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. Go off in the peace of God. Amen. Come back on tomorrow night. Amen. Glory be to God. Tell somebody about this word. Get this word. Text and get a copy, amen, of this word so that you can tell somebody about it. Amen. God bless you, people of God. We do love you. Amen. Jesus, all that has been said, all that has been established, our hearts on tonight, say amen, amen, amen. God bless you, people of God, and we will see you, amen, on tomorrow night. Amen.
Oh, and time is in.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.